Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn DeGeek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, December 9th, 2011, episode 290, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
So, Jamie, I was thinking yesterday about the middle of the afternoon. I got to thinking, why am I not so much in the Christmas spirit yet this year? And then I was thinking, well, it can't be because I didn't do any shopping yet, because I never do any shopping till the day before Christmas, so that can't be it. And then I've gone through the different. We haven't decorated yet. We're going to do that this weekend, so maybe that'll help. And then I thought about it. Every year for the last I don't know how many years, we have been going to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas concert. And we didn't go this year because it was at the same time we were in Norco. So I didn't get to go.
Oh.
And I
think
that's
fun.
So
well,
I'm going to fix
what
that.
What happened to that music that you had for our show? Are you about to play it?
I feel better.
That's it? That's all it took?
That's all it took. I feel better now. I got some PSO in my system. I'm ready for Friday.
You're so easy. You're so easy. Gosh, well, if that's all it takes, you know what? Chad and I got our tree up. We got it decorated. I don't think I can do the decorations on the house. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, we have a nice little house. I love it. It's not very big, but it's got a couple of palm trees out front. And I thought we could wind, you know, some Christmas lights up into the palm trees and then just kind of frame the windows and the roof. And I thought, wouldn't that be so cute? Well, we have, and I'm going to have to get a picture of this for you. We have somebody who built a mansion. Like, we're talking, everybody here has nice little homes on little 2 acres, and then there's the ostentatious mansion that is just behind our house, like kind of catty corner to us. And it is so huge, and it is just, I mean, it's beautiful, but they have decorated their house like Clark W. Griswold. I am not kidding you. There are 10 million lights on this house from like every, they have like a limo out front. That's how like ridiculous his house is. And they've even put lights on their limo. They've got it up the trees. They've got it around the windows. And it's a four-story, you know, mansion, ridiculousness. And every inch of it is decorated. And
are
then there's my little house.
Tim Taylor complex here you're wanting to keep up?
No, I've decided to go the complete opposite way and not put one light on my house at all because I can't compete.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, this is not a happy story, but I'm going to warn everybody that yesterday in Virginia, there was a lady that died because of her mini horse. And it was, so I just, when you're putting those lights up, make sure the ladder's not in the field where the horses are. What happened was she was put, her and her husband were putting new barn boards on the side of the barn. Well, they had the ladder up there, the, you know, the big tall ladder against the barn, and she was carrying a board up where her little mini horse that came with the property they bought in the 90s ran over to get the little mini horse's treats like he always did, got caught up in the ropes in the ladder and pulled the ladder down and killed her.
Oh, my God.
So, I know, it was the bizarrest story. It was, talk about a freak accident. So when you have your ladder up against your barn or whatever in your field, just make sure your horses aren't below. Or you're putting up those lights on the barn, just make sure the horses aren't in the field. That was the most bizarre thing. I just read that, so it stuck in my mind because I just read it before the show started. So don't put the ladder in the field, Jamie. Don't even put the lights up.
Fire prevention would say don't put lights on your barn, period.
That's just a bad idea. That's true. All right, well, let's get to some happier things on a Friday. Like what's coming up?
And oh, that's me. Steele. Sorry. Yeah. On today's Kentucky Performance Friday, Freestyle Friday, it is an all-out entertainment bonanza. Our favorite dressage guru.
Who's doing that? Who's doing the entertaining?
We're farming it out.
We need to find somebody.
Yeah,
oh, okay, good.
Dressage guru and chief chef here at the Horse Radio Network, Reese Kofler-Stanfield, will be here providing us with a fantastic recipe for a pseudo-pastry, a cookie, because today, after all, is National Pastry Day. Yay!
Woohoo! Another woohoo!
Next up, the most fascinating headlines we could find from the horse world are here from our intrepid hosts, and they will put a hilarious spin on even the most bizarre story for you. And round out the whirlwind week, Really Bad Ads is back. Stay tuned and find out who wins the 15-pound bucket of Enjoy'em's horse treats.
All right, great. Thank you, Jennifer. And I have a daily winning. Well, Jennifer just stole my daily Winnie because she just announced it was National Pastry Day, and I was going to talk about pastries because, you know, pastries have been around since 2600 B.C. Now, as a vegetarian, I happen to know that you love pastries. You do pastries.
I don't do pastries. However,
you don't?
No, you guys are the ones that pile up the donuts whenever we go anywhere. I'm like, I'll have some yogurt, please. Pastries give me heartburn. However, the pastries that you have listed here. Huh? Say what?
You're the pickiest damn eater.
I know, it's ridiculous. But the pastries that they have listed here from 2600 BC, the Egyptians made, you wrote this down, donut-like pastries out of crude flour and honey, and this is what gets me. And then they dipped them in wine. Now, those
everything's
are
better dipped in wine.
Those are pastries I would eat.
Well, I'm going to do your daily Winnie now, seeing Jennifer stole mine. Robin Donaghy, I think that's how we decided that we're going to pronounce that, wrote on our page yesterday, and she said, Jamie, I thought since you enjoyed getting email from Santa, you'd enjoy this at least as much. Well, what she did is she posted a link, and you can find it on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning, to the portable North Pole. And it was one of those custom videos that she had done, and I have the audio from it here. And what you're going to hear is actually Santa Claus. So this is Santa Claus in his little Santa Claus house, And that's what you're going to hear. And I'm just getting it ready to go here, because she put some time and effort into customizing this. Now, some of it I'm going to have to chime in and tell you what's playing on the video. You want to go back and watch the video. But here is Robin's little mess.
Oh, come closer. Come on. Oh, hello, Jamie. I was waiting for you. Grown-ups don't visit me as often as young ones do, but I'm always happy to have company. I received a note from a certain friend of yours. She tells me that I should remind you that Santa is watching, and you need to behave yourself. Since you're already here, why don't we test you on the nice or naughty machine? Follow me.
He's walking over to the nice or
Jamie,
naughty machine.
Jamie, let's ask my elves to evaluate. Anybody there? Oh, hello. Go get the file, please.
Go and get Jamie's file. And opening Jamie's file. And in Jamie's file, it says 30-something from Arizona, naughty or nice. At Jamie's picture.
Had pictures in it?
And it said, gift wish for Jamie, go for eradication.
Oh, it seems that you're not afraid to contradict the boss.
It says, note on file, contradict boss. Now they're waiting for the verdict. Naughty or nice? It's going to be...
Congratulations! You made the good list! Jamie, Santa knows how hard it is to be such a good girl. Your friend is really lucky to have you. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Well, there you go.
Oh, Robin. Wow. That's like a lot of work. I tried not to watch it until you played it, so I'm going to have to go back and watch it because I didn't realize that much went into it. Holy cow. And what's the website that comes from, Glenn?
That comes from portablenorthpole.tv. And I wonder if you can have the result come out to be you're bad. You know, you turn out to be a bad kid. I don't know. But it's portablenorthpole.tv, and she had in there about your wish list was go for eradication, and then the one trait was that you kind of do bad things to your boss. I wanted to talk to you about that one, and then she had your little picture in there.
What I've learned is that I can stay on the nice list even while contradicting my boss. So I got the green light. That is awesome. What a cool. So portablenorthpole.tv. We're going to have to post the link to that. My gosh, that is so funny. I do want to say that this whole Christmas thing, she must be a parent. And I'll tell you why. Because parents use Santa. Jennifer, do you remember when we were shopping in Norco? And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I cannot believe I just heard that. This woman had her child, and they were walking around the store. Do you remember this, Jen?
I remember this.
This child was like bananas, running up and down the aisles, grabbing things, just wreaking havoc. And this poor frazzled woman looked like she had like part of her hair was sticking straight up. Another part of her hair was missing. Like this child was exhausting her. And she had, like, all this stuffed bags in her hand. And she finally grabbed that child by the scruff of the neck and pulls that little boy in and says, "Jacob, if you do not behave, you know what's going to happen." And he's like, "What?" Because he's bananas. She goes, "Jacob, Santa is watching you. He is watching you right now." I'm like, what a scam. And then what did he do? He followed her right behind her, nice and sweet and quiet.
It was awesome.
I'm like, yeah, dude, that is the way to do it. So I'm assuming that Robin has done this to her children, be like, "See? Santa's watching you. He even knows if you're on the naughty or nice list. You're on the nice list right now, but you better not be naughty."
It could change at any second.
Exactly. It's not written in pen.
Oh. Yeah, that
was
a good one.
That's the way.
Well,
I don't,
here is
I don't
yours,
remember my parents. Okay.
What's that?
I'd say I don't remember my parents using Santa against
me,
but
I do.
They probably did.
There were
really?
Four boys in my family. I remember that being used. The problem was that the older brothers were already old enough to have figured it out by the time my younger brother and I came along. So
they figured out that,
you know,
Rudolph led the sleigh?
That's right. Yep. And they sort of warned us. So we learned that Rudolph led the sleigh much earlier than everybody else.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that's lucky of you. Well, you know, it's another coveted double daily Winnie. My double daily Winnie goes out today to Dawn Bailey and Barbara Evans. And the reason these two get my daily Winnie is because my husband never looked at Facebook. Never. He has a page, but he's never checked it. It just doesn't exist to him. But I actually got him to come over and look at my Facebook page because of these two ladies. Because apparently when he spoke on the air the other day, Robert Dunn posted something about him having a great voice. Well, I guess Dawn and Barbara thought so too. And when we were talking yesterday about reading another book and I was explaining, you know, trying to find a publisher that will allow it, Dawn Bailey posts, "I agree. Please read a book, Jamie, or you can just have Chad read to us." And Barbara Evans posts, "I vote for Chad. What a sexy voice. You turned my husband four shades of red yesterday, and it was awesome." It made his day, even though
he never
admitted
it. Well, I
want to
tell those two that I am never allowing that again, because he just shows me up with that voice of his.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. So, thanks, Dawn and Barbara. My husband's now going to be a Facebook addict because there's nice things written about him on there.
The women saying nice things about him.
Yeah, it was sweet. Very sweet.
Well, I ask you this all the time, and I know you feel very lucky to be married to this guy, and I always ask you, how the heck did you snag him? You are a horse girl. You have all of the negatives that go along with being a horse girl and all this stuff, and you snag yourself a fighter pilot that's good-looking with a sexy voice. Don't know that you did it.
I have no idea. I think I fooled him. Like, because I met him. I sat next to him on an airplane where I was dressed up, and I had makeup on, and I had, like, a cute outfit on, and he's never seen that since, mind you, because I was traveling.
The one day in the last 10 years you haven't smelled like a horse.
I know. Back then I had a real job. So, yeah, that's where he met me. But you know what? I scored the first go-around, so I didn't have to do anything. No, he's very lucky to have me, and how I keep him happy is none of your business, Glenn.
Hey, we want to thank A Little Pet Vet for providing the prize for today's Really Bad Ads, and thank everybody for sending their really bad ads in. We will be going doing those a little bit later in the show. But the winner will get a big bucket of Enjoy Yums treats. Enjoy Yums are an all-natural, healthy, little, fresh-baked treat brought to you by a veterinarian who seeks to promote good health and nutrition for your pets. You can find them at enjoyyums.com. Hey, Jamie, you want to hear, I came across on The Atlantic, which is a magazine, on theatlantic.com today, TV's most memorable pets. You want to hear what some of the most memorable pets from TV are?
I would love to. Well, I guess you're not going to let me answer. No, I don't want to hear it at all.
Okay, good. thank you. Well,
do I get to guess?
Yeah, go ahead. See if you guess anything.
Okay. TV's most memorable pets. The first thing
the
that
popped
into my
mind. The two most obvious are on there.
Okay, Lassie?
Yep, number one. Lassie.
And Benji.
One. Do you know how many seasons Lassie was on?
I think that Timmy was about 47 years old when it finally went off the air.
That's not right. 17 seasons that show was on. Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We used to be watching reruns when I was a kid, and it was reruns, black and white reruns when I was a kid. I think that was in the 50s that show aired. What's the other one that you should know right off the top? Another black and white show from back at about the same time.
Another black and white. Well, I mean, you've got Benji and Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah, Rin Tin Tin's not on the list that I can find. How about Jennifer might want to guess this one because I know she used to watch Flipper. You forgot Flipper.
Flipper, faster than lightning. No one is done. No, 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 no.
That's one of those songs.
It is. It is.
Now, I never watched Mad About You. Did you ever watch Mad About You?
Not really, but they had I think it was like a golden retriever or something on there.
Yeah, they had a border collie, actually, by the name of Murray. And Murray, the border collie, was on there. And Murray, if I remember right, was not black and white like most border collies. He was actually brown and white, which
yes,
is why you probably think
right.
retriever. Yeah.
Okay,
now,
I've
there was
got
a,
another.
Yeah. Okay.
I get to guess, Glenn. Jeez.
Okay.
I would think that if you had Mad About You, you'd have to have Frasier's dog.
No, and that is good. That should have been on this list
Eddie.
Because was it Eddie? Yeah. Should
Eddie
have been on this
Jack
list.
Russell.
You're absolutely right. That should have been on this list. And there's one on this list that you might remember was Marcel from Friends. Do you remember what Marcel was? Yes, Marcel the monkey. Yep, from Friends. Jennifer was just watching Friends last night. I forgot how funny that show was. How about now? If we go to, they also have cartoon animals on here, and if we go way back in time, Dino is on the list from the Flintstones.
Dino the dinosaur. I love Dino.
I know Flintstones were one of our favorites. We watched the Flintstones. They don't show the Flintstones so much anymore. Let me see who else is on this list. Or do you have any more guesses? I'm still entertaining guesses here.
The reason that they don't show the Flintstones anymore is because you've either got SpongeBob SquarePants to watch or some sort of Japanese animation, Japanimation. That is all that is on these channels now.
Well, I think one of the Japanimations must be Rocko's Modern Life, which I've never heard of. And apparently there's a dog named Spunky, and he's on this list. Spunky from Rocko's Modern Life, which looks like a very cheap animation. Yeah. And then, of course, Jennifer's favorite animation cartoon of all time, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
Ah! The original Scooby-Doo before that little puppy Scooby-Doo. It's the original.
Scrappy-Doo?
Scrappy sucks.
Tell us how you feel, Jen.
Yeah. No Scrappy.
She goes for the original Scooby.
The original Dream Machine. That's right.
And then there's Funky Brewster. Now that goes back. I don't remember. I don't think I ever watched Funky Brewster. But Brandon from Funky Brewster, which was the dog.
The golden retriever. and he was the coolest. And Punky Brewster was my hero. And yes, I did have, and I'm sure that we have a listener out there who relates, I tied bandanas around my blue jeans just above my knees like Punky Brewster. And she was the coolest girl ever. She was homeless, and then she was adopted by this old man whose name is escaping me at this moment. But he adopted her, and then they lived together, and they had wacky adventures with her and her dog.
Got all that?
I love Punky Brewster.
Pork Chop from Doug, the cartoon Doug. I never watched that either. And then there's Spike from the Rugrats. Going way back in time, Petey from Little Rascals. That's way back in time. And then more modern on the cartoon front, you have Brian Griffin from The Family Guy, which is the dog on The Family Guy.
Awesome.
And then, if we go back to the 60s again, we have Igor from The Munsters. You remember Igor, the family pet dragon? The family pet dragon was the Munsters, was named Spot, if you remember right. Igor belonged to Grandpa and was his lab rat.
I don't remember that at all.
No, that was before your time. And then one other, Brian from Inspector Gadget. He's apparently the dog on Inspector Gadget. I don't remember the dog on Inspector Gadget. Don't remember much about Inspector Gadget.
Dude, there was no Benji. There was no Rin Tin Tin. There was no Eddie the Jack Russell.
Nope. Not on this list. Sorry to say. That's the end of my list.
Okay, I'm posting a picture right now of basically how I dressed in the 80s. This is me. I mean, this is actually, I think I had this poster on my, you know, on my wall, and this is how I dressed because Punky Brewster was like the coolest girl ever. It doesn't get big. Do you see it?
Is that you?
It's actually Punky, but you could substitute me because she and I were about the same age. And Punky Brewster was the coolest.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, somebody just posted on Facebook, Aubrey Miller just posted, you guys see a Venting Nations version of Really Bad Ads? Yes, they stole it from us. I'm
Can
having lunch with Samantha
that?
Today. I'm going to be talking to her today. I'm having lunch with her. Stole our idea.
Although we should just steal those ads and read them.
we're friends with the Eventing Nations people, but I'm having lunch with Samantha today, so I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up that they stole our really bad ad concept. And Aubrey also posted a random video for today. She said the Gopher song reminded her of this one. It's called Cows with Guns. So I'll have to take a look at that one.
Yeah, I've heard that one. A couple different things to touch on. Jennifer reminded us that The Simpsons had a dog. And bonus points, Glenn, if right now off the top of your head you can remember the name of The Simpsons dog.
I'd never watched The Simpsons, not one episode.
Okay, somebody post on Facebook for Glenn.
I was
the
a
name?
South Park guy.
It's not even a comparison. The Simpsons, like, family. South Park is awesome. The Simpsons dog, I'll check your answers, post it on Facebook. You don't win anything but a big old whopping gold star from me. the other thing is, speaking of Eventing Nation, you remember Phyllis, who's been on our show a couple different times. Well, her horse, her Eventing top stallion, Brandenburg's Windstar, did pass away recently. They had to euthanize him because of some arthritic and neurological symptoms. So sad news, but he is represented by some of his young children, I guess, Arthur, Polar Storm, and then up and coming Quinn himself and Polaris. Quinn himself, of course, is the horse that she gave to, Boyd Martin. So we got some up-and-coming youngsters from him, but we do Phyllis Dawson, sad news, losing Brandenburg's Windstar, and I did see that on Eventing Nation today. So there you go. Do we have any answers about the Simpsons dog?
Not yet.
Anyone?
No okay. answers yet.
So easy.
Uh-huh. I'll keep an eye. We'll keep an eye on that and double check that. There was, let's see, one other news story here before we go on to our first guest, and that's Mary King has finished the year's eventing world number one, and the HSBC rankings have been finalized, and she is number one. She wins the $50,000, and followed closely by William Fox Pitt. Angel Nicholson rounded out third from New Zealand. Peggy French from Great Britain was fourth. And Clayton Fredericks from Australia was fifth. Clayton, actually, is now going to be, I think he has the keynote speech at the United States Eventing Association Conference that Chris is now at down in Nashville, Tennessee. That's
Woo!
So he's awesome. Was very, very interesting, though, that one, two, three, four, five of the top ten for the world eventing rankings were from Great Britain. Heck of a year for them.
Do you see this, though? Are you looking? I mean, obviously, Clayton Fredericks, love him. I use their Southern Stars saddle that he designed, my cross-country saddle, and it's awesome.
Yep.
But if you look at Mary King, William Fox Pitt, Andrew Nicholson, Peggy French, Clayton Fredericks, you say the top five, none of them are from the U.S. There's only one rider in the top ten from the United States. And
yeah,
I just
Boyd
mentioned
Martin.
Him as Boyd Martin, number nine, Boyd
yeah.
Martin. So, come on, people. We used to have, Karen O'Connor up there and David O'Connor. Things are changing. The younger group is coming in, and it's kind of scary. Kind of scary, U.S.
Great Britain's just kicking butt, too. They are doing well. You got to look out for Great Britain next year at the Olympics. Great Britain and Germany. Those are the two that you're really going to have to watch next year at the Olympics. They just have
Absolutely.
Been doing very well. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll be back with our recipe of the month, and I think we're talking some holiday, and also think we're talking some baked goods, which both of those make my day. But first, Jamie's going to tell you about Kentucky Performance Products.
Well, Kentucky Performance Products is a dedicated supporter of several Horse Radio Network shows, and Kentucky Performance Products offers a variety of great supplements, and one of those is Caraform. Caraform is a source of biotin, iodine, and zinc, which are all shown to support the maintenance of healthy hooves and hair. These ingredients are combined with leucine, they can't give me this big word, and full-fat soybeans to provide a source of essential fatty acids, an ingredient that supports a normal, healthy hair coat. Yeast cultures are included to play a role in the maintenance of normal digestive function, making Caraform a well-rounded, affordable supplement. To find out more about this one and all of other Kentucky Performance products, visit kppusa.com or call 1-800-772-1988. And to learn more about horse nutrition and interact with the Kentucky Performance Products experts, just join their Facebook page. You will learn something every day. Definitely go on there and like them. But I think we have our next guest on the line, and I'm excited because this recipe may change my life. It just might. Reese,
good morning, everyone. How are you
guys? Good morning. Well, we're fantastic. It's Friday. It's almost Christmas. I'm in a great mood.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I'm slowly getting into the Christmas mood. It's a little slower for me this year than normal, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's just because we're super busy around here, but I have my tree up and I have all my decorations out now. So I saw this recipe and immediately thought Reese's recipe of the month because, well, first of all, Nutella is my favorite chocolatey spread ever. I can't actually have it in my house.
Yeah,
what
I have it. Yeah, Glenn didn't even know what it was.
Hi, Glenn. Glenn, how could we be friends? Okay, so Nutella is this chocolatey spread, and it's hazelnut chocolate spread. And now, Glenn, I know exactly what I'm getting you for Christmas. So be ready.
I've never had Nutella.
Really?
I don't think we've ever had Nutella in the house.
Oh, well, there's a reason it's not in my house, but I am going to bring you a jar for Christmas for sure. It's delicious. And I had it the first when I went to Germany to train when I was 18, which, was last year. And I went to Mr. Schumacher's, and they had this spread in the breakfast room. And in breakfast over there was a big deal. We would come in and everybody would have, they had Groschen. And then there were ham and cheese. But, of course, no, I wouldn't go for the sort of more healthier option. I went for the Nutella every morning. Yeah, definitely gained my freshman, like, 30 in Germany from the Nutella spread. But, you know, it's okay.
Reese, I got to tell you, it's so funny you said that because I went to Germany and that's where I learned about Nutella was I had a friend living over there, went to visit her, and then realized when I got to Germany that a vegetarian eats nothing but bread, cheese, and Nutella. That is all I ate for 10 days.
Yeah, that wasn't my excuse.
They didn't have vegetarian bratwurst.
Ew. If they did, I wouldn't want. Maybe they have it now, but yeah. But
gross.
Nutella is so delicious. Oh, it's good. It's just, it's sort of their version of peanut butter, but it's in a chocolatey form. Mm, it's great. It's really good. It's very, very good. Like I said, I could sit with a spoon with the jar of Nutella, so I can't have it in my mouth. Oh, yeah, I have two. Yeah, I have two. Like on the, it's, you know, for me, it's like the, you know, gosh, back in the day, you know, the breakup, I would get a bottle of Nutella, you know, a jar of Nutella, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my guilty pleasure, I'm telling everyone, and horses in the morning this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nutella, delicious. So I saw these cookies, and I thought, well, actually, I was looking for cookies anyways, because we're doing, some girlfriends and I next weekend are doing a cookie swap. First time I'm going to ever try a cookie swap, and I thought, how great. Would nobody's probably going to bring this Nutella sandwich cookie. And plus, like I said, I just love Nutella. So I was sort of was doing this all together, and I thought, gosh, this is a great little cookie. And for barn parties out there, or if people are going to do cookie swaps, or how fun would a barn cookie swap be? Really fun. So that's why I picked this recipe for the month.
Well, let's hear it, because I'm excited
to
eat the cookies. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you start with a 13-ounce jar of Nutella, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, room temperature. Very important, room temperature. 1 extra large egg, 1 1/4 cup of self-rising cake flour. So it's pretty easy.
Reese,
it's not,
Yeah, couple ingredients. Now, when you start with your 13-ounce jar of Nutella, will you be using the entire jar of Nutella?
I'm going to try, but that doesn't mean it's
Well, I mean, because I'm going to, if that is the case, if we're going to use the entire jar, I will have to have 2 jars, 1 to snack on while I'm cooking and 1 to actually use in my recipe.
Agreed. Yes. The jar is 13 ounces. I have the jars in my, with a big don't eat sign on them for Travis too. And they are 13 ounces. So yes, you have to use the whole jar for the recipe.
Okay, so we'll need 2 to cook.
Two to cook. Yeah, Jamie and I will need 2. And I'm going to have to buy 3 now because I've got to bring some to Glenn and Jennifer for Christmas. So don't worry. But I've got you covered. So,
gotcha.
So you're going to preheat your oven to 375 and on a lined rim baking sheet with parchment paper. Put your parchment paper down. You're going to beat together 3/4 cup of Nutella, the butter, and the eggs. And you're going to slowly add the flour until a wet dough forms. You could do this by hand. I don't think I would do this by hand. I would use my mixer, my stand mixer. I've got one of those fancy. But I'm as Glenn and I have talked about before, I'm kind of a kitchen gadgety fan. So I would use a mixer. You're going to slowly add your flour until a wet dough ball forms. Okay. You're going to turn the dough onto a floured surface and knead gently, adding more flour if necessary. So you're just kind of trying to get it all mixed up. I don't exactly know why you need, but they're great. If you need to look on YouTube, there are good videos on how to do that. You're going to add more flour if necessary. The dough will be sticky. Okay, you're going to divide your dough into 18 pieces and roll each into a perfect ball, flouring your hand as you go. So be sure, because I've had this happen, to make sure that the dog is put up and taken care of. Typically, whenever I do this, somebody needs something. So I try to do it at night when the barn is quiet and my dog is put away and Travis knows that I'm in flowering mess because I cannot seem to flower and do this without getting it all over myself. But that's kind of half the fun. So
you can't cook and Reese, you can't cook with and flour things because I bake pies. You cannot do that actually just go ahead and put some flour on your cheek. You have to have flour on your face.
Yeah, agreed. And I have to wear an apron for these types of events. I'm not a huge baker. I would love to, but I don't have time. And the problem is I eat half of it anyway, so I just try not to bake. But this year I'm working out really hard at the gym the first part of December so that for a week before Christmas, I can go for it. Or maybe the week after Christmas. But, you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to be good.
You've stored some splurging calories, have you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know if it works, but I'm working on it. Yeah. So you're going to place your little balls. You're going to place them several inches apart in the baking sheet. And you're going to bake for 12 minutes until firm. And then you're going to cool for 10 minutes on the cookie sheet. Because then you want to make sure they're cool. Because using a serrated knife, you're going to cut each cookie into half horizontally. And you're going to spread each bottom half with 1 teaspoon of Nutella. And you're going to replace the top and press lightly. So that's it. So you make little sandwiches, and the Nutella is the middle. Mmm. Yeah.
Oh, so that is so good.
I know. I saw this recipe, and I was like in heaven. And I thought of Christmas and my time in Germany, and yeah. So I had no idea you were such a fan, Jamie. I'm so excited.
Here's how I do my Nutella sandwich cookies. Because I don't bake, you know, that often. And if I do, it's just an all-day process. So here's what I actually do to make dessert is I take my Nutella, one jar, and I've got the spoon, and I put spoonfuls of the Nutella between Nilla wafers.
Oh, how great would that be? I love it. Oh,
that works.
See, that would be good for the cookie swap too, and way less time consuming.
Yeah. You can steal that one if you want, but the problem is you eat half of them, so
you have to have
two jars and two boxes.
I'm so excited. You have the same. You know, sort of. I do. I just love Nutella. It's so good, and I really cannot buy it because I will eat. I just can't last in my house. It just can't. So. Glenn, I can't wait to bring you and Jennifer a bottle.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready to have some.
I may bring you Nilla wafers, too, so we can make the cookies.
You know, you said earlier, Reese, that you weren't quite in the Christmas spirit yet. Well, I was just saying that at the beginning of the show that I wasn't. It's because we haven't gone to Southern Lights together yet.
I know. We are going to – I will bring Nutella cookies, and we'll bring hot chocolate, and we'll go. And have you talked about Southern Lights? Does everybody know what that is?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on the show, but it's out at the Kentucky Horse Park, and it's just an event you have to go to. If you live here, you go to Southern Lights, Kentucky. You go to dinner first, and you have some alcoholic beverages, because we learned that the first year we went, we didn't have the alcoholic beverages, and the lights didn't twinkle as much.
Yes, you need to have a designated driver. Be careful holiday season, yes. Poor Travis may be that guy, and
the lights definitely twinkle more with alcoholic beverages, yes. But that sounds like fun. We're going to have to do that. We'll have to see if we can get that accomplished and get out there.
And it's beautiful, and it lights up, and it's you drive through the horse park. It's really fun. It's a really fun thing. So if anyone's around the Lexington area, you should do it. And it's also a fundraiser, isn't it, Glenn, for the horse park? Their main fundraiser.
Yeah, I think so. They make a lot of money doing this every year. And also at the end, it's required because it's always, like, freaking cold. At the end, you have to stop and do a camel ride. So we want pictures of you on the camel.
Oh, you know what? I actually have not been to Southern Lights in several years. So we have a little horse show there every year, you know. And I'm already in there. So then I drive around and look at the lights. So I do it without paying, which is even worse. It's not good. So I'm excited to be part of your tradition because I haven't. Normally, I just drive through to see them,
and we promise we will post pictures of Reese on a camel. I did it last year. I rode the camel last year.
You did?
So this year, it's going to be you on the camel.
I've never ridden a camel, so I am super excited. I'll probably freak out.
But you know, camels do dressage, so you should be good.
I've seen
this. By the time you're done with your five-minute ride, this thing will be doing pee-offs.
I'll be like, come on, Camo, let's go. Yeah, it's probably going to be like, who are you? Get off of me. Oh, I'm so excited. And I will try and get an extra batch of our Nutella sandwich cookies done. But if not, we have Jamie's version, which is far less difficult. And we can take the Southern Lights in honor of Jamie. I love it. So I'm already feeling more in the Christmas spirit after talking to you guys this morning.
Now, is there we've been asking all our guests leading up to Christmas here, do you do horse things on Christmas Day, or do you just do the bare minimum and try and avoid horse things on Christmas Day, or do you take a special ride?
My sister and I do a special ride on Thanksgiving. That's always been, but now that we're married, we end up actually staying with my mother-in-law Christmas Eve, and then we come home. So, the gentleman who works for us in Berto is wonderful. He sort of takes care of Christmas morning. So now I take a Christmas ride just because it's too hectic. But we do our holiday ride on Thanksgiving, and my sister and I just have a great time. And I tell everyone they're not allowed in the ring if they want to come because it's our sort of our time. But no, we don't. It just, it's too crazy with multiple families now, and I give everybody kisses, and Travis and I walk around, and I put, of course, everyone has a stocking on their doorstep, everyone gets a bag of carrots, so I do that, and I give everyone kisses.
Aww. All right, good. Well, it is neat when you go out Christmas morning and you have a bun and you have your own stables, and nobody's around, and it's just you and the horses, and you just take your time feeding. And it just seems, for some reason, it just seems so peaceful on Christmas morning when you're in the barn feeding the horses.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I love it. I really do. And because we live in the barn. So, my mom says that the horses, that's always been the legend, is that they talk at midnight. They don't talk at midnight because I live in the barn. And I was by the door to check it out. But my mom says, I was listening. I did. My husband is like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I just want to make sure. Doesn't happen, but apparently they do. They don't do it if you're in the barn. And well, since we live in the barn, they don't do it, which sort of ruined my day last Christmas Eve because I was so excited.
Oh yeah, that's a new one for me.
No, oh yeah, the horses talk at midnight, and I really wanted to hear what everybody had to say. They had a minute to tell me everything they wanted to tell me, and I was excited because I wanted to hear it from everybody. But no, they didn't talk. Yeah. They were meant to be happily though.
I was told that same exact thing, that on Christmas Eve, the animals talk at midnight. And I remember laying there and trying to stay awake with my dog when I was a kid because I was like, she's going to talk to me. She's going to talk to me. She's going to. And then I would inevitably, every year, fall asleep before
fall asleep. Oh, yeah. No, I stayed up. I didn't get anything. I tried. I really wanted to. Yeah, that was my mom told me that was always the Christmas Eve. The horses are going to be talking at midnight, and I always wanted to run out to my other barn, but now that I live in the barn, I was so excited, and no.
Aww.
And just for everybody that's listening that's new, she said she lives in the barn. She lives in a very nice apartment in the barn. She's not bunking in one of the stalls.
Yeah, we don't live in the stop. Yeah, my poor husband would not. Yeah, we have a wonderful barn apartment, but we always joke, we live in the barn. So, we have a great week. It's fun, but around feeding time, it's never quiet around here. Even if I'm trying to sleep in, I know it's feeding time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They know.
Well, thank you, Reese. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys their Nutella sandwich cookies, and definitely give me a Facebook or a email, and our website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and you can reach me on Facebook, and definitely let me know how your cookie exchange and Nutella sandwich cookies go, because I can't wait to hear.
Well, yeah, I like your way. I may try that when I get fancy and feel like baking. But to let you know, just if we don't talk to you before, have a wonderful holidays and a Merry Christmas, okay?
You guys too. Have a great day and a happy holiday season. And I can't wait to talk to you in January.
All right.
Talk to you then.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. See, she just puts you in a good mood. She's like talking to Templeton. If we wanted the happiest people on earth, we need to get Reese and Templeton on the same show.
Yeah, that would be one of the happiest shows ever. And speaking of Templeton, what a perfect transition. Let's just go right into some Christmas Time That's Coming.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. And I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling. My old calling, tall pines are humming, 'cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming.
That is Templeton Thompson. Christmas time is coming, and it is. I hope everybody's getting some shopping done. I actually, and I know Mom's listening right now, I put your present in the mail yesterday. So when the box comes, you may open it because there's some other stuff in there, but your present is in there. I mailed off my mom's Christmas present, and it's going to get there before Christmas. I'm so proud of myself. Thank you. I'm so organized. I'm all married and domesticated and organized now. So today's show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And today's song was brought to you by Pocket Stable. Now, Pocket Stable is the iPhone app. And if you have horses and you don't have this app, what are you doing? Because I've got it right on the front page of my iPhone. And the farrier comes and I just hit the app. And then all the list of all my horses comes up. And then I can plug in on each one of the ads, on each one of the horses, the day the farrier came, the last time they got shots, the last time they got dewormed. All of that is in my phone. So I don't have to actually collect receipts and put all that together because I'm not good at that stuff. I'm not organized as far as paperwork goes. I'm a horse chick, and you guys are all the same. So keep in mind, just keep it all in your phone. I have my schedule in my phone. I have my lesson schedule. I have my work schedule. And I have my horse schedule all on my phone. So you can find it all in your app store, Pocket Stable, or you can just go to pocketstable.com. It's only $3.99. All that organization for $3.99. QuickBooks is like $150. Okay. Keep organized.
That's right. Well, Jamie, did you see that they've been quiet lately, the Gopher Coalition, but the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition is back on our Facebook page this morning. And what there is, there's a picture of a huge, big, fat gopher. I mean, an enormous gopher, just sitting there looking all happy with himself. And it says, good morning, still here, just been too full from Thanksgiving grub dinner to do much, but still thriving at Flyover Farm. So the Gopher Coalition, and from what you said yesterday and Chad said yesterday, they're winning the war.
Let me just tell you that we have a new, it's inject the gopher pellets into the ground at the intersection of their tunnels.
So the
gophers that are listening, huh?
I said at the intersection of their major highway system.
Yeah, exactly. Which, if you just basically plug this thing into the ground, it goes into a gopher tunnel. I would love to see. It's like a labyrinth maze of just underneath the surface of our farm. So I'm coming for you guys. And I would like to point out, and I'm really mad I didn't take a picture of it, for the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition, but they lost one. There's one less of them.
Did he come up out of the hole and he got shot by an F-16 flying over with machine guns blaring?
I don't know what happened to him, but I'm assuming that he ingested some of the gopher food that I put underground and climbed out of the hole. And I'm going to tell you, I freaked out, of course, and I just threw it away really quick. I should have given him a proper burial back into his tunnel to show the rest of them what's coming. But it was literally the size of, like, a Nerf football. That's how big this thing was. It was insane.
Sort of like the one that's in the picture, eating well at your house?
Yes, it is eating well. Now, this one that is posting on our Facebook page photos of itself is way cuter than the ones that are at my house. The ones that at my house don't have eyes. Like, they don't need eyes. They're blind. They live underground. And their teeth are like, it's like shark teeth. But the fangs, the front fangs and the top fangs and the bottom fangs stick out of their mouth. They're so long. They're like 2 inches long. They just chew through the dirt nonstop and they eat everything. They've killed, I'm going to take a picture of my plant and send it to you. I planted this beautiful evergreen that's supposed to like climb my house and it's dead. And there's gopher holes all around the bottom of it. So they've been eating the roots. Oh,
lunch.
Those little things.
Lunch is at the evergreen plant, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It was so pretty, too. It was like shaped like a little, triangle shaped. And it was just going, oh, screw it. It's dead. I got to pull it off the ground and shoot me some gophers. But they are less one. I wanted you to know that.
All right, good. Good. At least one out of the 1,000. You got one. We're glad to hear that. Hey, all the shows are out for the Horse Radio Network this week. You can check them all at horseradionetwork.com. We had some fun on Stable Scoop this week. We did our annual Rose Parade edition, and we had the girls from the All-American Cowgirls on there, and they were a lot of fun, as always. And then we had the Arizona Minis group that goes into the parade every other year. And they do little formations and things in the parade, and they drive these little minis around. Well, we had them on, too. He was a lot of fun. Plus, we had a 5-flake recommendation for children this year. If you're buying a child's gift, we actually, this gift actually got 5 flakes out of 5 flakes. And you'll find that interview with somebody that's semi-famous on the Stable Scoop show this week. And Chris had a bunch of good shows, the Western show. I co-hosted the Western show, and we talked about cutting. I thought about you when you got to do your cutting lesson, you know, when you're out there cutting some buffalo. Thought about you yesterday.
You co-hosted the Western show?
Yeah, I wore my cowboy hat and everything, and it was me and Tammy because Alan was out of town, so me and Tammy got to do it. But we called Alan live on the show, and we busted his chops. for not being there.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like fun. I might actually listen to that Western show since Alan's not hardly on it.
That's right. So we had some fun. You can find all of the shows at horseradionetwork.com. And now it is the time that everybody waits for all week long. No, it's not the end of the show on Friday.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right. We've got to let you people know that what really bad ads is these are ads that our listeners have gone out and found. Because, you know, you go on Craigslist or you go on DreamHorse or you go on eBay for some of these, actually, and you see an ad and you realize that, wow, this is the worst ad I've ever read. This is just, do these people know that they are trying to sell something? And I think it escapes many, many people. And those are the ads that we want you to collect and send in to us for our really bad ad segment. And yes, Aubrey did post on Facebook that Eventing Nation has stolen our really bad ads, but whatever, there's enough to go around because there's so many really bad ads, and you can either read it there or you can hear us read it to you, which I think is funnier. Otherwise, we just post them on Facebook. So Really Bad Ads is brought to you this week by Enjoy Yum's Treats, a gift pack for you. And Glenn, why don't you tell everybody, try to read this ad better than you did yesterday.
Oh, I've been doing much better than I did yesterday. It was a bad day all around. Hey, it was awful yesterday. But today, it's Friday, so I'm feeling better. It's Freestyle Friday, and we are giving away a 1,000-pound bucket of Enjoy Young Treats from a little pet vet. That's what Jennifer said yesterday. Wasn't it a 1,000-pound bucket?
55-gallon drum.
Oh, that's right, a 55-gallon drum. That'll be easier to ship than a 1,000-pound bucket. No, really, how much are we giving away? Is it 15-pound
tail of Enjoy-ums.
Wow, that's a lot still.
That's a lot
of Enjoy-ums. Because it's an all-natural, healthy, little fresh-baked treat brought to you by a veterinarian, thus the name, a little pet vet, who seeks to promote good health and nutrition for your pets. You can find all of their different treats made out of purely simple good stuff for your horse, and you can find them at enjoyyums.com. That's Enjoy, Y-U-M-S. .com. And thank you so much for donating that for this week's prize. All right, Jamie, it is time to start Really Bad Ads, and I think you're first up.
I am, and this is a product of somebody that is trying to get clients as they are talking about how great they are as a trainer. So here you go. This is from Biz Stam. Biz, thank you so much for sending this in. I have trained horses for show and trail FFA since I was 10, and I have seen it all and made a real dent in some real project horses. Does your horse stop suddenly? Balking. Chew on the bit, refuse to turn left or right, refuse to set their head, rear buck, cow kick, need a hard leg or soft leg, shy, or is it just barn sour? These are some of the things that I have handled. There are more, of course. If you are having problems, just email me. Do tune up your horse. Call me for quotes. Do take trades. Other training rates apply. This is my favorite sentence. I am a 34-year-old female, in case you are crazy male cowboy shy yourself. I have two spots open. What?
All that ad, and then she throws in a personal. I'm a 34-year-old female, and I love cowboys, especially the shy ones. Come on over. I'll do some training on you.
I didn't know if that's what she was trying to pick up a cowboy or if she was trying to, like, say, hey, cowboys need not apply. But I think you're right. I think I'm 34-year-old single female. She didn't say single, but she meant it. Female, in case you are a crazy male cowboy, shy yourself. This is not even a sentence.
I don't know what that meant. But apparently, right underneath that, she wrote, have two spots open. So apparently she needs two cowboys. She doesn't want one. She needs two. Two cowboys.
Yep.
Need a fly. Craigslist. Hey, Emily Haas sent this one in. Thank you, Emily. Okay, some of this is capitalized, so I have to yell. I have over 40-plus cactus, some in pots, others in the ground. Great price if you're doing desert-type landscaping. The 8-foot cactus at $9 a foot extra. All others will be total is not $190. This will take two men and a used carpet to move them into it. I love the used carpet.
No, you laugh. But that is actually how people move cactus here in the desert.
Oh, really?
Because you can't pick them up. You have to actually have two guys, and one goes on one side of the cactus, the other goes on the other, and they wrap it in carpet. And then that's how they move it, because you can't pick it up. It's a cactus.
I never thought about that.
I planted a cactus in my front of the last house I lived in, and it was maybe 4 inches tall. And I seriously poked myself in the hand about 47 times. And again, it was a 4-inch tall cactus. So
you know what I'm
terrible.
Thinking? I have a thought with this, because this is out your way. I think it must be out in Arizona way. Is you? These are 40 cactus. Imagine this now. You plant them upside down all over your farm. So what happens is the little rodents, the little gophers are running around sticking themselves all the time, and they just get mad and leave.
Glenn, that's the best idea you've ever had, my friend.
Either that or they're going to eat the cactus, and then they'll just be fatter, one or the other.
The Don Deems, I bet they can get away with it. They don't care. Don Deems put this one up. Now I got to yell it because it's in all capital letters. No punctuation. Come on. Four-year-old mare horse. Four-year-old mare, she's broke to ride, very gentile red with black bottom of legs and black mane. She ain't no stock sale mare. I just in a shed and barn for here. It's getting cold and looking for a good home. We'll trade also has a jack and we'll sell cheap and 30 bells of hay. We'll make a good deal on all. Oh, God, that's exhausting.
I'm not even sure what she was selling, to be honest with you. Something about, I think she was selling the horse's black mane. That's all I got out of that. That's a good one, Dawn. And Dawn Bailey, we have a lot of Dawn submitting today. Send in the next one. Every freaking word in this ad is spelled wrong. Every one. Small, and I'm going to try and do this best I can. Small, with one L, herd of sheep, $170. Small, one L, herd of sheep, most female, M-A-I-L, are pregnant, P-R-E-G-N-N-T, and four males, M-A-I-L-S, price rang 170 and up. Thanks. The only thing she spelled right was thanks. She got that right. And that was in Washington State, by the way, for all you people that think it only happens in the South.
That is the worst writing I've ever seen. I mean,
everything was so wrong.
What is the city it's called?
Is it Enumclaw? Enumclaw? Enumclaw?
Enumclaw?
Enumclaw?
I don't know.
Something like that. Oh, you're Washington people. Dawn, you can correct us on that one. Oh, speaking of being corrected, do you remember
God.
The last time we did really bad ads? And you had an ad submitted by a person that had a name that was spelled I-P-H-I-G-E-N-E-I-A. That was her first name. And
I thought it was Iphigenia.
Yeah, no, you didn't say that. It was you said something else, I think. I think you said something else. But you stumbled through that, and I tried to help you, and, of course, that wasn't a big help. So she wrote and called you out. She wrote to us and sent this in, Jamie, and said, congratulations to Jamie for the most unusual guest at pronouncing my name that I've ever heard. Quite
woo-hoo!
Impressive. Haven't heard that one yet. To make it easier, I thought I should provide a phonetic spelling. And to be honest, I couldn't even do the phonetic spelling. It was Iphigenia, right? Iphigenia. That's what I'm getting.
Iphigenia.
Iphigenia? Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? So Iphigenia. Most people call me Genea for short. And I, when I read that, she said G-E-N-E-I-A, and I went, Genia? That's an odd name. I think it's actually, I thought it was Genia. Genia? I don't know. We're going to call you Genia because that's the only thing we can say. For short, and for those that have an especially hard time, and I think she was calling me out because she put G. I'm not sure what that means. Trust me if I have a lot of nicknames. This is what happens when one has a mother that's a Greek classics major. You get the name from Greek mythology. I pity this poor girl going to school. Can you imagine the torture she went through with her friends?
Yeah, that's really tough. That's really tough. But you know what? As far as Greek and mythology, you know, there's Aphrodite, there's Zeus. I mean, there's like a lot of different names besides Iphigenia, or I don't know. She could have come up with something, you know, a little easier, but that's fine. I appreciate it, and I'm sorry that I had to be corrected.
Well, she goes on and says, hope you're all having a wonderful week. Thanks so much for all your hard work. I really enjoyed listening. You guys have been providing the soundtrack to my day doing chores via my iPod. Just thought I would include this short and sweet ad with my words of thanks. And the ad was Red Rome, $1,500, about 6 years old. And Rome was spelled R-O-A-M, Rome.
You're trying to sell something. My God.
Thank you, Jania. We appreciate you listening, and we're glad we can make your daily chores. Well, thank you, Jania. We're glad you're listening, and... And we're glad we can make your daily chores go a little bit better. We appreciate it. You want to do the next one?
Yes. 10-year-old thoroughbred gelding. This is actually in Phoenix, and it's Freddie from Scottsdale. Sent it in. South Phoenix. It says 10-year-old thoroughbred gelding, TB gelding. I have a really nice TB gelding. Oh, Lord. Okay. Let me take a deep breath. I have a really nice thoroughbred gelding for sale. He is kid safe, just needs to be roaded more often. We don't have time or money to keep him anymore. He is 165 hands high. We only rode him in Bear in the backyard, and I bought him for my wife, but we can't keep him anymore. You can ride him bareback or with a saddle. Does good with both. Asking 400, need to sale ASAP. You can call or text me at blah, blah, blah.
Boy, they're
He's
wearing you out with those today, aren't they? Yeah, I noticed that. 165 hands, that's one big horse. Wow.
$400, what a deal. You know what's sad is I might just go look at that horse. No, I don't need another horse. 10-year-old, $400. They need to sale him quick.
By the pound, that horse is a deal.
I paid $400 for the one that I'm currently hoping to go training level eventing with. So it could be a deal, and he was 10.
Yeah, and big. I just figured that out. That's 660 inches.
How many feet tall is he?
He's 55.
Those cross-country jumps would be nothing.
He's 55 feet tall.
Nice.
And Cassandra,
Do I have the next
one. And you're gonna, why don't you do it, Cassandra?
It's a quarter-type mare. She's not a quarter. She's not a type. She's a quarter-type mare. Kind and sound 8-year chestnut mare. Has completed groundwork training, goes in snaffle and neck reins, great on trails and around the neighborhood. Easy to shoe, groom, bathe, and load. Rosie was originally used to carry her former owner home from the tavern, conveniently sized at 14'2". The horse took it back and forth to the bar.
We've done stories about this horse.
Is this in Norco, California? Because I did go to the Saddle Sore Saloon, and there were horses tied up outside, and it was about 10 o'clock on a Friday night. And I like the fact that they put conveniently sized at 14'2", so she's short enough. If you are drunk, you can mount from the ground.
Or when you fall off, it doesn't hurt as bad, either way.
Exactly. That's a good way, too.
All right, the next one. Why don't I do the next one for you? Because it's one of those run-along things, and you're probably wearing out today doing it. So I will try one here. Let me get a drink of water. This is a long one. Wow. This was sent in by Penny, And the name of it is Beautiful Mare. By the way, this one has hardly any capitalization at all, so it's all just smaller letters. Beautiful Mare, here we go. I have a 6-year-old mare, 15 hands. She is ride able and has a very calm demeanor, and I have English and Western trainers look at both, and she will make a great horse. She is Beautiful Mare. I paid $1,500 for her 2 years ago. The only reason I am selling her is because I can't afford. Her parents are getting divorced, and she is my newest horse. Why? The other two are old. She needs maybe a month of ridding, and I will be God. She is so God breaks my heart to sell her. I am very negotiable on price if it's to the right home. Text or call if you're serious about her. Hay is $16 a bale. She eats 1 to 2 a week. If you can't afford it, don't call. I want to have her a happy forever home. If you can't give this girl love and home, don't call. I am an animal lover, and I have to downsize. She loads saddles. She trots. She has been ridden Western and English. She is very calm, sweet girl. I would prefer her to go home with another horse. Call me. Let's make a deal. My first interest is to her good home. How'd I
do? Yay! Hold on. Do I have? I can hit the button. Hold on. And I don't have the button.
I just.
Yeah.
That's a
it's hard work. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard work. I have no idea, again, what she was selling. Something about a horse.
Yeah. You breathe too much. But hay is about $16 a bale now, so good times. The next one is from Rachel Mitchell, and she sends it, nice-looking baby colt, but just BBY. And it's all in capital letters, so I'm going to back up. This little colt right here is going to be an awesome show horse or a good dancing horse. He's 6 months old. His name is Boats. I bought him with his mommy. I don't know anything on how to train a bebé colt. I have no time. He's going to need work. His halter rope can lead him around. Just got to be on high alert. He's scared of every little thing. I have Triad working with him, but not a lot of time. He's going to make someone a really nice horse. Just need to put time into him. For any info, please call. Thank you. It's a baby colt, and he's afraid of everything. They all are afraid of everything.
I have what I picked about this, and we're going to have to contact our listener. Remember my old friend from high school, Dale, who does the square dance calling, and he listens to the show, has no horses, but he listens to the show anyway.
Uh-huh.
Because this one says, this little colt right here is going to be an awesome show horse or a good dancing horse. Doesn't be a square dancer. Dale should pick this one up.
What the heck breed is it? I mean, it doesn't say anything about anything besides his name is a boat and he's 6 months old. But other than that, no clue.
No clue either.
Yeah.
Every time, and Jennifer's going to have to post a picture of this particular one, and maybe with a part of the ad here, every week somebody finds the trailer of the week. And Rachel Mitchell found the trailer of the week, and she submitted this week. It's a stock horse trailer out of Tucson, Arizona. Boy, it's a lot of Arizona this week, Jamie. I don't know what it says about the state you live in.
This one,
when you see the picture, let me try and describe it. It's a little, either one or two horse, I'm not even sure. But it's pretty much got all its paint removed, like the usual trailers we see. This one is air-conditioned because there is a frame across the top, unlike the last one we showed. There's a frame, but there's no roof. It's just a frame. And then the sides are open, too, like a stock trailer, and it's ugly. I mean, it's ugly. It does apparently have wheels that are inflated, so that's something, I would say. And it says, I have this two-horse/stock trailer for sale. It is very good floor and built-in feeders with storage that can be taken out. By the way, if you put built-in feeders in this, you're not going to fit a horse. I used to have horses but sold them, and the trailer just got sick. I have hauled cattle, horses, pigs, just about everything in it. Trailer has a clear title with no or with perm plates. Would make a great horse trailer, stock trailer, garbage trailer, trash trailer, landscape trailer to haul cactus to Jamie's farm. Oh, that wasn't it. I'm asking $900 for this offer. So make me a very good offer and tow it home today. For more information, call or text Kevin. Okay, I've had lots of This is after. This is, you know how they can post an add-on? I love this positive thinking he has. Okay, I've had lots of calls on the trailer and questions on the measures of it. I'm sure you have. From the very front inside to the trailer gate, it's 10 feet long. And from the feeder to the trailer gate, it's 7.8 feet long. The inside of the trailer is 55 inches wide. And from the floor to the non-existent roof is 77 inches. The feeder can be unbolted and taken all the way out. Whew, that is a way to sell a trailer. If you read that ad, you would think that you were getting a nice trailer until you see the picture. He did a good job of writing the ad. $900. That's the highest anybody's ever wanted for the piece of crap.
If you were to put a feeder in this trailer, it would blow out. Like, there's no walls. It's just a frame. Your horse might blow out of there. Good Lord.
And the runner-up,
Andrea McCullough, because she says that her boyfriend found this ad. So we've even got Andrea's boyfriend out here looking for really bad ads. This is nice. Beautiful Mustang gelding, 18 years old. Kid's horse has been used as a riding lease in horses and as a trail horse and as a pack horse. He is 15 hands high. He will make a great first-time horse for some lucky kid for $300. Also have a registered quarter horse that is a first-time show horse or a trail horse. And he's good with kids, all around, all good horse. He is 15 hands high and 10 years old. And I'm asking $600 and also a registered quarter horse. Great youth show horse. Very sweet and gentle. Great horse. Does more English and round work with more work, he'd be a better horse. He's 15, 2 hands, and 5 to 6 years old, and he's $1,500. Price will go up as training goes up. For more info about the horses, call or text. Holy cow. Let's see.
When you started this ad, you didn't realize it didn't have any punctuation, did you?
No, I kind of did, but I was more commenting on the fact and realizing that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They use in one paragraph the word horse 13 times.
And as the training goes up, so will the price of the horse. So buy it now.
So technically, yeah, exactly. It's one sentence that uses the word horse 13 times. That's fantastic. And that would have been the winner had Glenn not liked this one better. And I kind of got to agree with you here, just from the sheer ridiculousness of it. Would you like to do the winner?
I'll do the winner. This is from Grant Gurr. And Grant, congratulations. We're going to send you out a 15-pound bucket of horse treats. And you're going to like those. I think your horse is going to like those. Or if you don't have a horse, you can give away to a friend for Christmas. So we're going to send those out to you. Go ahead and submit your name and address to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. And the winning ad says, Cowboys autograph hat, very rare. I pay $3,500 for this hat. I would like to get $3,100. That with free shipping. I don't know who signed it. It was so long ago. It's coming from a smoke-free home and good shape. Our make sure I pack it very well. Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I take PayPal and other payment too, postal money. And then he posted a link to the hat. People, this is an ugly hat, an ugly cowboy hat that's signed by a bunch of random people that he's asking $3,500 for. And Jamie said when she read the ad, she said, no, she said, this can't be right. He's asking 35, and he just forgot the punctuation. And then we went to the ad, and he was starting it at $2,800. It's a hat with signatures. By the way, I couldn't read any of those signatures. I don't know who the hell signed it either.
All right. I have an autographed Keith Urban photo that is currently sitting in my closet. And if anybody wants it for $3,500, I will be happy to take $3,100 and give you free shipping. And I know who signed it. This person doesn't even know who signed the hat. If you paid $3,500 for that hat, you got robbed. And there's somebody that laughed all the way to the bank.
I'm kind of thinking it's the same guy that had the ad for the horse that goes to the bars. Think about it. Same guy. He was on the horse, went to the bar. Yeah. Alcohol involved. $3,500.
Found the hat.
By the way, big surprise, nobody did anything on the hat. I just clarify that.
Yeah, the unfortunately there was no bids, and the hat has been relisted. So if you want to place, why don't we find that relisted ad and put it up just so people can actually see that we're not making this up, that Grant actually did find this ad, that somebody actually wants $3,100 for a cowboy hat that is signed with no idea who the autographs are.
And, of course, he wins, again, the Enjoy Yum Tour Street 15-pound bucket. So email your shipping info to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Thank you to everybody who submitted ads this week. We will be doing really bad ads again. And let me look at the schedule here. We'll be doing really bad ads again next week, but then that will be the last really bad ads for the year. Can you believe I just said that? It's going to be the last really bad ads for the year. We won't be doing it again until the first week of January. So you want to get your really bad ads in for next week because that's going to be the last chance. And I'm coming up with a really good prize for you for next week, seeing it's the last one. So I'll work on that as well. That's it, Jamie. Our week is over. We're done. Woohoo!
Well, that's just fantastic. I'm going to go outside and ride a horse because the benefit to living here in Phoenix, Arizona, is you've had rain for about 3 weeks, and it is going to be sunny and 65 today. Woohoo!
And thank you, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Don't forget all the other shows on the network. We will be back Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern here on Horses in the Morning for a festive week of programming next week. We're looking forward to it, and we hope you have a fantastic time with your ponies this weekend, and I'm just going to put something in your brain to play out the day.
Hey,
hang up, Jamie.
And
Yelp the donkey.
Short nose race, Jamie. Let that donkey get away.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing.
Here's what I think. Kick that thing off there, my God, end the show.
I thought I just did. All right, we'll do this. The show doesn't want to end.